Cuatro, tres, dos, uno. Full Access Hoops, episode 4, coming at you. With me on episode 4, my two co-hosts, Brian Mooney and Nigel Freeman.
Yeah,
wait, who are you?
Baby.
Well, I'm Corey Waldron. I was hoping my name would just kind of always be picked up out there.
Okay.
And I didn't think I needed an introduction.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, I think you do. I think you need an introduction. This guy's Corey Waldron.
Oh, wow. That was really a lot of energy in that. I like that. We should talk about one guy who's got a lot of energy as Brian peels over at my notes.
Oh, fuck. I forgot I'm not supposed to look the confidential notes.
Dude, it's just like CIA type of stuff over here.
The JFK files.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the man who... There's a phrase that we use in this house pretty often. It's like, that guy fucks.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James fucks. That guy LeBron does all James. The fucking.
He does all the fucking in the NBA.
Yeah.
In Cleveland.
Yeah, truth.
Wow. Friday night, that win over the Washington Wizards where LeBron had 57, 11, 7, 3, and 2. He gave me 98 points on FanDuel, and I still found a way to lose.
you can taste the
sound. I don't know what speaks more, how bad I am at FanDuel, or the fact that I just can't win LeBron James. Cavs can't win with LeBron James either. But what's your guys' takeaway about that LeBron James game?
That dude was in the fucking zone. Like
he turned into the fucking post god.
Dead ass.
Like, it was exactly the same every single time. It was just poor fucking John Wall getting back from basically the three-point line into the paint and then just a turnaround fade from no matter where.
But the craziest thing is, like, nobody on the Wizards came to help John Wall. Right? They just let him just get shitted over by LeBron the whole night. It's fucked.
He's got to miss eventually.
Well, that's... That,
yeah. It really didn't matter who was on LeBron. Even if it was... Like, it wasn't John Wall every time, but it pretty much... Yeah. Any defender that had to guard LeBron James is one of those... All right, well, you got beat this time. Porter Jr., you go get beat this time.
Right, right.
Beal, you go get beat this time.
King of the Court?
Yeah. It's one of those 2K one-on-one drills where you stay on until you lose, but you LeBron never lost.
Like, I just don't get why no one helped. They just watched it happen.
Yeah, and they still barely won.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the fucking sad part.
The Cavs are still working out some kinks. I mean, LeBron was fantastic that game. This game, to me, just kind of builds that. What I've been saying, I think, almost on every show, every podcast I'm on, LeBron James will be MVP this year. Because I think if the Cavs want to make the playoffs, which they're not even a playoff team right now, if they want to be a top four seed, if they want to be that team that competes for an Eastern Conference finals or even a finals for the eighth straight year, LeBron's got to be like this almost every night.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty pretty unreasonable.
And he's also getting up there with age, like his body.
Well, I mean, obviously,
I don't know how he's able to do that though. How old he is, like that shit's crazy.
You know what it reminds me of? I know you guys, you might know a little bit. I'm not sure if you would. Kobe Bryant. His last, like, really relevant year when they had Steve Nash and Dwight Howard, Kobe was 32 or 33, and he had one of these runs, like, almost every night. You know those Raptor highlights I showed you?
Yeah.
That was his freak year where it's like, wow, like, when's he gonna, like, take a step down? And by the end of the year, he was so worn out from playing, like, 40 minutes a game, he tore his Achilles. So hopefully LeBron doesn't tear an Achilles and he stays healthy.
Yeah.
But to your point... You know, he is 32. He does have 7 straight years going to the NBA Finals, so he's played more games than anyone else. There is concern that, you know, he will digress, but...
I think that can be slowed if someone would fucking help him, but, you know, that I guess that's the thing.
Yeah, if someone can help him, and also, I mean, one thing LeBron does better than anyone else is he takes care of his body.
Yeah.
You know, the guy puts in millions of dollars to off-season training, to recovery and everything else. So I do think because of the age of like sports science, he's probably in the best shape that you can possibly be in at this day and age.
Yeah, I don't think, that's without a doubt.
But one guy who could use some sports science is John Wall.
Poor John Wall. Nah, you can't even laugh at that.
He got fucking sandwiched.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that looks really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And
he
said his arm felt dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've seen his face. Like, he just like... ghost face, like he just seen a ghost, like he just nothing, no emotion. Well,
did you see the photo after? He was in a sling.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, his arm. I mean, his arm is that bad after the game. They put him in a sling.
Yeah. I mean, they said it wasn't like. They said there was no structural damage.
Right.
Mm. But, I mean, I guess, you know, he still got fucking sandwiched.
Yeah. I'm sure it still hurts to move his shoulder.
Yeah.
I went to the gym for the first time in like 2 months last week. I started like going consistently, and you know I could barely lift my arms above my head. And I felt like I was about to make a really bad joke.
Yeah,
I was about to make a poor joke. I feel like I should say it now.
You have to say it.
I was gonna say like I feel like John McCain, but like that's not funny.
Oh,
yo, that's not funny. That wasn't
come
a good
on,
one.
Man.
I just felt like I couldn't get him up.
That's just been through
yeah,
too much.
No. I mean, I respect the man. Leaps and bounds. I've said this before. For especially what he says in the media and everything else he does, but
he was a dickhead until very recently. But
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Truth.
Yeah. So John Wall didn't play today. The Wizards still managed to beat the Toronto Raptors, who are again also a shell of themselves. I think is it. Can we say that there's no team in the Eastern Conference that looks like a steady threat? Like from last year, like Cavs are up and down. The Raptors don't really have much going for them at this
point. The Raptors are just, they've been trash.
The Bucks have been lackluster besides Giannis.
For what we talked about.
I thought the Bucks could be really good.
It's honestly, it's the same dynamic. You have one freak and no help. You know, or not enough help, or however you want to say it.
And Antetokounmpo has really slowed down the last couple of...
He's been going, you know, that's like, those numbers weren't really sustainable.
No, especially when you don't have a jump shot.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It takes him driving every time to get to the hoop. But it's definitely a concern. I don't know if you guys heard, but before the Cavs game, you know, we're backtracking a little bit. Before the Cavs game, the Wizards had like a little, they were on The Jump, the ESPN show, and they were talking with Paul Pierce and Rachel Nichols. And Bradley Beal said that the Wizards are the best team in the Eastern Conference, that they're better than the Cavs. Now, obviously, that night, LeBron wore all hail the long live the King shoes and toasted them. But Beal said they were better. And then, you know, a couple weeks ago, Gortat said John Wall would toast Lonzo for 48 minutes.
Not really.
It was torture.
Torture, right. Meanwhile, the Wizards have lost to the Lakers, Suns, and Cavs. In this last year.
You gotta think about it this way. All that shit talk is coming from, it's gonna be fucked up, but the fodder of the team. Like, it's not coming from John Wall. Like, it's coming from people.
It came from fucking Bradley Beal. That's...
I mean, it's not John Wall.
Alright, I mean, I like Bradley Beal.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, Bradley Beal has been balling out, even despite the comments, but,
I mean, it's...
I know you're a guy who likes people who say what they think. So,
no, I mean, it's like, what is he supposed to say? You know, you're on TV, you're on the Wizards, and they go, who do you think is the best in the East? I'm like, well, not us. Like, who, are you kidding me?
It's funny you say that because he actually said that. He was
of
up
course.
There and he said, what am I going to say? He goes, you think I'm going to say someone else is better than us? He goes, no, I'm always going to say my team's the best.
Dude, it's like,
those questions are so stupid.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I know it's because they want someone to say something outrageous or whatever.
I get
that, but like, he's even kind of right. Like on paper, I thought that the Wizards were gonna be for sure number one. I don't think I have enough respect for the Celtics, but I, you know, I'm like aware of that. But I still
they're not
don't.
Down by that much to not be number one. Like,
I mean, sure, yeah, it's yeah.
I mean, we're not even 10 games in yet.
Yeah,
we're still you know in the
but
single
like,
digits.
I don't know it. It is weird. The whole East is it doesn't really make sense so far.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I would like to see from the Wizards. I mean, they won today without John Wall against the Raptors. So, that's a team that, you know, they should win no matter. They should beat the Raptors anyways.
Right.
But then, you know, you lose John Wall and you win that game, but you can't beat the Lakers or Suns or Cavs with John Wall.
I'm telling you, dog.
So there's those.
That Lakers team is dope. I've been saying it.
Well, they're dope, but they just lost Larry Nance Jr. for a month.
Yeah, but look who they put in.
Kuzma.
Pick number 27, who went crazy.
Yeah, Kyle Kuzma has been balling out still. Kuzma is balling out, and Julius Randle, you know, for losing his starting role this season, he's handled it as best as you can. I mean, when he comes off the bench, he's got a ton of energy, he plays well, and Luke Walton said in a press conference that every single person on the Lakers, like all those, you know, Nance, Kuzma, and Randall, they all support each other. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no like bad blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I saw that thing where he was like, I think it was Julius Randall was in, and he was like, he was about to sub him in, but then he started going off, and he was like, just let him play the rest of the game.
Yeah,
like I don't know, it's weird because you know we were talking about on the Cavs with the ego shit, how D Wade had a start when obviously he shouldn't be, and then you know you see something like that, I think that's really cool.
The selflessness that comes from it.
And they're young too.
Right. Another thing, you know, a lot of time young guys like Kuzma, like you wanna prove yourself, you wanna earn a spot.
Right.
You know, Randall's young, you wanna prove a spot, but all these guys are kind of like pushing each other. And you know, I think that's good to a degree. I mean down the line here, you gotta pick you gotta go definitively in a direction between one of these three.
Right. It is weird. Because it's like
it can only last for so long.
So you have these three. Who do you get rid of? I mean, I guess it depends on the trade and everything, but like, you know.
Yeah,
Who's the weak point?
Colopo?
I think
I'm saying just because they have three power
forwards. Right.
But yeah, I agree.
I would go with Julius Randle. If I had to trade any of those three.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I think I
would. Which is a shame because I like Julius Randle a lot.
I actually think I like Julius Randle the most out of those three, but I think he would be the most likely to get traded.
Right, I see. Yeah.
I think Larry Nance is kind of one of those. He's kind of like a great value Aaron Gordon to a degree. Like, he just dunks and rebounds at this point. Like, Gordon from, like, 2 years ago. He just dunks and rebounds.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon's going crazy this year.
Yeah. He's been fantastic.
But all right. So, I was thinking about something. This might be just absolutely absurd. For anyone that doesn't know, I'm probably the least knowledgeable here. But, okay. So,
great way to start a point off. All right.
Hey, continue. You know, look. So, I was reading that Kyle Kuzma growing up started out as a two. And then only when he got this massive growth spurt did they switch him to a forward. Caldwell Pope is trash. Playing off the bench, I think he would do better. Alright? Follow me here.
Kuzma at the two. I'm co-signing that. Lonzo and Kuzma have a lot of fucking chemistry.
I mean, I would like to see Lonzo Ball take more than two shots a game. But I'll wait. He's fucking trash. Lonzo Ball is going to be Rookie of the Year, so they said. But he comes into the game, takes two shots, and scores 0 points. Against, I can't remember who they played.
Yeah.
It was forgetful.
Yeah.
Because Lonzo Ball is overrated. He's overhyped and overrated. I don't know what to name that voice.
Your monotone serious voice.
Yeah, that's
like it's like Corey's public service announcement.
I brought that out last podcast. I brought that out last podcast. So that's it's like my new thing talking about Lonzo.
I don't know. He's definitely
that's a thought. I mean, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was only signed to 1 year, mm-hmm. So they might not even re-sign him.
Yeah.
I don't
think they should.
I mean, he's not bad. He's just, that was his problem in Detroit last year. The guy can score 30 points one game, and then next game he scores like 5.
Yeah.
And you're wondering what the hell happened.
Like, he's still getting the same amount of touches, which is not.
He's their best defender, though.
Yeah.
He's a very good
defender.
Okay. Yeah, he's a very good defender. So that's what gives him some sort of value on the Lakers team that doesn't want to play much defense.
No. Who does?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talk about a team that didn't play much defense today, backtracking to LeBron James and the Cavs, when they lost to the worst team in the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks.
That just blows my mind.
117-115.
I don't think they're the worst team in the NBA, Corey. I think the Dallas Mavericks are the worst team in the NBA.
Well, if you're going by record, then yes, the Dallas Mavericks are the worst team in the NBA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think the Mavericks are worse than the Hawks. No way.
If you look at stats, though, and like points per game and everything, the Mavericks actually have the worst offense in the NBA right now.
Fuck. That's weird. I don't know. I feel like I watched a couple of their games this year, and it was like, they didn't seem,
They're 1-10.
Oh.
Changes everything.
Yo.
I mean, Mavericks are trash.
The Hawks are 2-8 now.
Yeah.
So it's not like the Hawks are.
Schroeder went off.
Points. They're only going to win when he goes off.
Right. That's the thing. It's another one of those unsustainable.
You know, LeBron had 26 today and it wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm. Let's pull it up.
And Dwayne Wade. A shout out to Nick Fay on the OTG outlet today. We had a topic. Asha opened it over here too. He said it was fact or fiction, is Dwayne Wade washed? And they both said fact. I said fiction. And then I was like, I just don't think he's found his role yet. And Nick was like, I bet tonight Wade will score 25. And Dwayne Wade scored 25.
Yo,
so
that's crazy.
Good call on Nick Faye.
11 rebounds too.
I mean,
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. I don't think it's like,
I don't think he's completely done.
No, dude, for him.
No, he needs like he needs to find his role. He needs to find himself on this team.
That whole team does. It's the same problem with the whole team.
Well, wait, what year was it when the Cavs, they like on paper they were like supposed to be that badass team, not lose any games, and then like they started losing. They had like a losing streak, and they got it. They got it together and they started winning. I think they won that year too.
It might have been the first Cavs year. It's when they thought like Kevin Love and LeBron and Kyrie wouldn't work.
It might have
been that year. Or it could have been the second year when they struggled and then they won it all. Because, I mean, actually, every year that LeBron's been back in Cleveland, they've had a stretch where they've talked about blowing it up.
Interesting. Yeah.
Almost every, because there was, you know, Kyrie, LeBron and Kyrie don't believe they can coexist. Then there was Kevin Love was like the odd man out. And, you know, so on and so forth. I think Wade just needs to find his role.
Yeah, right? Me too, man. Yeah. I
just don't see how does this happen? Like, the fall from, I mean, I know he wasn't.
I don't think
Wade, he wasn't going crazy the past couple of years, but he wasn't useless.
Last year he averaged like 18-4-4.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. So what happened? You tell me training and joining LeBron James' team made you, like, I don't.
I do think it's part of the trying to get a role, like we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think another, maybe slightly bigger, is just the fact he's older. Dwayne Wade has had knee problems since, like, 2010.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, we're not talking about, like, his nickname was The Flash. Like,
yeah, but
he's more like the snail.
He has to, so I guess that's the difference, is that LeBron, you know, the announcer said it, until I considered muting the TV, but he's like, you know, he didn't used to have this ability. He never used to play the post like this. And, you know, it was like, they're talking about how...
That's not true.
Like, how he evolves. Well, I mean, I guess in the amount that he was doing it. Like, it was his primary mode of scoring, you know? And so, I guess that's the difference, is that, you know, like, Dwayne Wade isn't evolving, or at least not fast enough.
Or he hasn't evolved.
Someone hit B when he was evolving.
Wait, has stopped evolving.
No, he was like 67% like downloaded to a new rank. And he hit back. He's like, I can't do it. Back me out. I gotta do something else. No, I agree with that. I just think, I mean, Dwayne Wade's always had a good post game and fast break, but he's never had a jump shot. And if you want to stay in the league when you get older, you just need to have a jump shot. So, like, I don't know how many jump shots a day he takes. But maybe learn a thing or two from Kobe, and
I was hoping you were gonna say
take 1,000 shots in the gym and just shoot that Jimmy up.
Don't stop, stop getting your
Jimmy's broke, boy. Get your shit fixed. I'll fix your Jimmy for you, bro. Come to the clinic, I got you.
Ooh.
My clinic's like we go hard. We shoot like Ray Allen out here. We rain threes, baby.
You guys ever seen the movie Shallow Hal?
Yeah.
That game in that movie is the epitome of Nigel's basketball game. When Nigel has glasses on, he sees all these beautiful women and he's draining shots.
Yeah.
When he takes his glasses off, it's Brick City and he can't make a shot.
Yeah.
And they're really just fat whales.
Sad thing is, it's true.
Man, you balled out.
I mean, is that sad? Like, you can't see.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never understood why you don't play with some kind of corrective.
Because I'm not trying to fuck my glasses up, bro. I don't have contacts, and goggles are on the way, man. Just, I'm trying to give you guys some time to catch up. Dog you guys on the court.
Oh, fuck you. I don't want
to
talk about this.
We're going to the hyperbolic time chamber, boy.
Do you know who's been dogging people on the court, though?
Oh, here we go. Who?
A man from the Garden State. Right, that's where we are?
The Garden State's New Jersey. We are in the Empire State. We are in the capital of the Empire State right now. I want to tell everybody.
Yes. Dirty Albany.
Dirty Albs.
Kristaps Porzingis is averaging 29 points per game, 7.8 rebounds, 1.8 blocks per game. The Knicks have...
He just blocked Lance Stevenson, apparently.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. The Knicks have like 3 wins in their last 4 or 5 games. They've been decently solid. And yeah. Porzingis came out yesterday and said he thinks he can be one of the best players in the NBA.
I mean, he certainly has all the natural born tools available to him to be that. You know, not everybody's 7'3" with a jump shot from the logo.
He's currently second in points per game.
Really? Who's first?
Antetokounmpo. So he trails one person.
Yeah, two string beans. I mean, I'm not really surprised by that. Like, I don't ever assume Porzingis is doing bad. Oh, that's definitely a motherfucker. Anyway.
Did we, what are your thoughts on Porzingis?
Well, I'll go off last year. Like, I really didn't like him. I didn't like him at all. And, I like the way he plays this year because, like, it's his team. He doesn't have to worry about passing the ball to Melo. Like, he could do whatever he wants to do because it's his team now.
I mean, Tim Hardaway finally found, you know, he remembered how to play basketball, so that's good.
He's got some sort of rhythm to him.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like the Knicks maybe could possibly, if they, I don't know, keep up what they're doing, maybe clinch an 8th seed. Who knows?
Yeah, I think you're bugging on that.
Ah, you're bugging!
I don't think... That's what I would say foreshadowing. You're bugging. Thank for the
Sure.
We have a new segment coming tonight called "You're Bugging." We'll get to it at the end of the show. But yeah, I don't think Knicks are a playoff team. But I mean, I think Porzingis is having a nice run. I personally don't think this can keep up.
No, it's
I think he's gonna be. I think by the time the season ends, he'll probably be averaging like 24 to 25 points per game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Because you still are playing next to Ramon Sessions, Tim Hardaway Jr., Michael Beasley, Joakim Noah's going to come back.
You guys see the picture of Michael Beasley in the fucking checkerboard overalls?
No, but I think...
I try and stay away from that, man. He went on TV and he had nail polish on. I was just like, who's Mance?
I mean, you know.
I mean, when you make millions of dollars...
High fashion, dude, okay?
High fashion.
Yeah.
That's me right now in my sweat gear. Wearing all champion... Brand of champions.
Wow.
I didn't realize it. Sponsor us.
Yeah.
Champions, sign me up, baby.
They're checkered overalls?
Yeah. Like the Vans that the emo kids wore in like middle school.
I see a girl in checkered.
Don't worry about this shit right now.
Yeah.
it's not that important. I just thought it was funny.
I wanna laugh.
Oh, I got something you wanna laugh about. So these are the top 5 3-point percentages in the league, and one of them has a European last name, so it's already botched. Nemanja Bjelica. He's from the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's shooting 62.5% from three.
I also don't know, it might be like Bjelica or something like that. That might be, you know, it might right? be like that.
The silent, or yeah, it might be a silent J. Like, I'm guessing it's not Bjelica.
No, I think that's it. And for now on,
BJ Ellica.
For now on, he's BJ Ellica.
BJ Ellica.
BJ Ellica.
Jumanji 3. BJ Ellica.
he's the first. Second is Aaron Gordon with 58.1.
God damn.
Third is Raymond Felton, the dad bod himself.
The pack of hot dogs.
Really?
57.9.
Really?
Four is Corey Joseph from my Pacers with 57.1.
Really?
And then fifth is Quincy Allen from the Brooklyn Nets with 52.1.
Quincy AC.
What did I say?
Quincy Allen.
Oh, well, Quincy AC.
You cannot disrespect my mans like that, bro.
So those are the top 5 3-point percentage shooters.
That's crazy. That's a real ragtag group of fucks.
I'm honestly confused about Raymond Felton.
Where's Whiteside?
I mean, I'm sure he's shooting like... He's probably shooting 100.
Yeah, I think he's shooting 100%.
Yeah, I think he's 2 for 2.
Yeah.
You have to shoot a certain amount to register.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, then I guess that would show
like 10 or some shit.
Fucked if you did it.
Yeah, you have to shoot a certain amount of attempts. Because...
Raymond Felton, really? That's crazy.
He's 100%?
Yeah, Whiteside's 100%. Well, Felton... Yeah, I think for Felton, whenever he's on the floor, he's generally got like a Paul George or a Kemba.
Yeah,
he gets pretty open looks, yeah. For me, the craziest one of all these is Aaron Gordon. Just because that guy couldn't shoot last year, and all of a sudden he's, you know, 5 for 5 one night, and he's splashing threes home.
Dude, the whole Orlando Magic in general.
Yeah, they got beat by 20 tonight by the Boston Celtics, so
they're
coming back down to earth. They lost 3 in a row, so they're starting to fall back to grace. from their mighty start, which is pretty typical because if anyone remembers 2 years ago when they had Victor Oladipo still, they had this really hot stretch to start the season. Like, Oladipo was averaging, don't quote me on it, but like 21 or 22 points per game for the first start. They lost to the Thunder in overtime, like a 124-124 shootout. Yeah, sure. Oladipo was trading threes with Durant and Westbrook. It was a crazy game. Mm-hmm. But they fall back to earth because that's kind of the Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, because you lose one, then you're like, oh, shit, RP will win the next one.
To their credit, I believe they thought about starting Terrence Ross at point guard because they have Peyton's hurt and so is DJ Augustine. Mm-hmm. So they're low on point guards, that I makes believe. Sense.
Could get ugly.
Something else that can get ugly is the fact that Kyrie Irving is not dropping The Earth Is Flat.
I don't know. It's like, do you not get enough publicity?
Like, this dude has enough money to, like, fly up to space if you wanted to, just to figure it out. Like,
well, that's what that other douchebag, what's that rapper?
B.O.B.
B.O.B., yeah.
Yeah, well, he was trying to have a GoFundMe, so obviously he's broke.
Well, that's right.
Or he doesn't want to fly up there and realize how dumb he is.
He spent all his money donating to, like, InfoWars or something.
I don't understand where this is coming from. It's 2017. Like, how is this?
He said every picture of the Earth is fake. Like, at that point, like, you're just being a dick.
You want to know what's even crazier? Some teacher said that he has students who are telling him the Earth is flat because Kyrie Irving is saying it.
This is what I'm talking. This is.
But I mean,
this is the downfall of society.
Like, I just don't get. Like, when does Kyrie Irving become your go-to for, like, intellectual?
Oh, when,
I'm not. You know, I don't. He seems like an alright guy, but
some 8-year-old kid, you know. Oh, Kyrie.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Kyrie says the Earth is flat.
He's got the handles.
Yeah. The Earth is flat.
I mean, I just don't get, like, what is the big secret? If it was, why the fuck is it a secret?
Why have more people not falling off the side of the Earth?
Well, dude, it's the government. Bro, are you fucking kidding me?
You're right. I'm gonna fall.
You know, dude, they just fly around in a circle.
And World Trade Center was a conspiracy.
Yeah, dude, no one.
Brought by the man.
Gosh. I can't even begin to understand this shit.
Yet somehow, a man who believes the Earth is flat, who only had 3 points at halftime against the OKC Thunder on Friday, helped lead the Celtics from a down 18-point deficit to beat OKC.
That shit hurt my soul. Dead ass. I was crushed. I don't know how that fucking happens. 18 fucking point lead and you fucking lose it. Fuck you guys, man. Go back to the fucking gym. You suck. Bunch of mark ass busters. I'm done. I'm hurt.
You point your finger at who you blame.
Fucking Dad Bob Felton. Fuck him.
What do you mean? Dad Bob Felton.
I'm not pointing the finger at anyone. They just need some more time.
You know who you should blame? Carmelo Anthony.
I had a feeling.
How many points? How many shots did he put up that game?
Let's find out. One, two.
Carmelo Anthony was 3-for-17 in the loss of the Boston Celtics.
Stop shooting.
My man got no love last.
He had 14 rebounds. So he was. He had his season high in reboundings.
Yeah, he's really got
season
it.
High in assists with 3, and but 10 points.
I know exactly why he did that. I know what happened.
Like, you have people that score on your team, you don't have to.
He was getting cooked by Jason Tatum, and he was angry.
Oh, he was.
To a degree, I mean, not really getting cooked.
Sweet
but
melon.
He had to deal with that boy all game.
Deadass, he is a boy. He got cooked by a young boy.
I mean, that's a big win for the Celtics. They've been interesting to start so far.
Yeah. I really don't want to see them win the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't want that to happen.
They're not. I don't think any team can beat LeBron in a 7-game series. I think if there's any game 7 with LeBron in a game 7, I'm taking LeBron James 10 times out of 10, and I'm putting the D to this house that we rent on LeBron.
Interesting.
Unless it's the finals against the Warriors. Probably the only time I don't bet for LeBron.
I mean, they're just, and it's early. It's early.
It is early.
It just doesn't, like, that just seems so, like, impossible right now.
But actually, I have a fun little thing with the Celtics. So we're going to start our first segment, and it's called
Your buddy!
We're pretty much just going to talk about something that's surprising or under the radar, a few things to like wrap up the weekly show. So the first thing on your buggin' is the best defensive rating team in the NBA is the Boston Celtics with 95.6.
Damn. They said the top three defenders in the league were, in terms of defensive rating. I just read this shit, too. It was like...
I think
Kyrie was number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure I read that. Because I know that the top three were Celtics. But I remember I was a little shocked by that.
Who's the worst?
The Cavaliers!
No surprise.
Cavs are dead last in defensive rating.
Not surprised at all.
So, it's... And what scares me is that it's almost a 20-point difference between the Celtics and Cavs in defensive rating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is something to be nervous about when you especially give up 117 points to the Atlanta Hawks.
117.
I mean, they didn't lose. They lost by 2 points. But
you let the Atlanta Hawks score 117 points. Hawks.
I'm really trying to look at the positives, Brian. All right, bro.
Dennis Schroeder and company.
Now on the next, you're bugging segment, we're going to have the top five paces in the NBA. And Brian, I'm going to have you read the top five paces in the NBA.
The Brooklyn Nets. Should I read the number two?
Yeah.
109. The Suns at 106. The Lakers at 105. Well, I knew they'd be in there. The Magic at 104. Is this? Sixers at 104.
And then at six is the Warriors. Just to put it in some context.
I was getting fucked up.
Well, isn't that six? Fun fact about the Warriors is like they every game they played, win or lose, they've got over 100 points.
I'm not surprised.
That.
I mean, I don't know why I'm fascinated about that, but that shit just is fascinating.
I just read that the was it 7 seconds or less Suns.
Yes, we ranked like 25th.
They're
something.
Ranked 25th in this NBA.
Like the Steve Nash Suns that were with Amari Stoudemire that were really fast paced. Uh-huh. They used to score in like 7 seconds. Now they'd be like 25th in the league.
Damn.
That's insane. And that's because of stuff like this. I mean, the Nets, Suns, and Lakers are all teams, I believe, that are under 500.
It's easy when you don't play defense.
Yeah,
they're all under 500, and they're the top three pace teams. Right, you're right. They don't play any defense. Yeah. They're just constantly pushing tempo.
Yeah, just get a rebound and run for your life. Right. No one else is playing defense. Score. It's, you know. It's
cool. And then the Magic and Sixers being there, that's not a giant surprise. It's funny, I don't think it will keep up. I think eventually the Nets and Suns will slow down. I think, especially the Lakers too, I don't know how we can keep up that tempo for 82 games.
I think that...
Without having really good talent.
If they want to win in any way, they have to slow down. Because you have to, you know...
Right. They don't have enough well-polished players to play at that pace.
I feel like if they slow down, then they're just going to be fucked because they can't handle it at that point.
The half-court set? Mm-hmm. I don't know how Lonzo would be in a half-court set.
It's going to be
when he can't scary. When he can't toss the ball halfway down the court and he's got to, like... You know, I mean, he's probably not that bad in a pick-and-roll.
Yeah. I mean...
I don't know because Lonzo Ball, to me, is a conundrum. Has a game where he scores, you know, 13, and then he has a game where he takes 2 shot attempts and has no points.
It's weird that he's just not even like.
It was against the Trailblazers. That's right. It was against the Trailblazers when Dame Lillard hit that.
That fucking.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Man, that was awesome.
Dame time.
He really just looked at Brandon Ingram like he was nothing and just shot right over top of him and splashed
like
it.
Like he was nothing. You could look right, you could see most of Brandon Ingram's back when you're looking at him from the front. He's basically a toothpick, so.
Yeah, you're right. You probably just saw right
you
through
just,
him.
Yeah, actually, you look through him.
He's a real-life Gumby.
Real-life Gumby? Jesus. Shots fired.
Bang, bang. Skrrr, boom, boom.
So now it's for the...
Boom, boom, boom.
This is going to... Like, this is... We're going to talk about this for two reasons. One, the worst plus-minus in the league is Eric Bledsoe with a minus 23.7.
But is that one fair? He's not really playing.
He's played 3 games. He's got 3 games. Like, granted, I think they've played, 10 more? They played.
If I remember correctly.
9 games in total.
Right, so there was a third of the games.
If I remember correctly, no, I don't actually know if that's correct. Never mind, I'm not going to say.
But it has been announced that Eric Bledsoe will be back to Suns mm-hmm. facility to train and do everything else. Doesn't mean he's going to be playing, but he's going to be back.
That's cool. It's better than doing fucking nothing.
Yeah, so I mean, I think he's... I wonder if he'll touch the court again in the Suns uniform. I don't think he will, but they're definitely trying to keep him in shape so when someone trades for him, they're not getting a guy who looks like me after a weekend at Bernie's.
Out of all places, Bernie's.
I was just trying to think of a reference of where I would like drink a lot and eat a lot of dirty food. And the weekend at Bernie's was looking into mind.
Okay, I respect you, boy.
Now, this is for you, Mooney. You guys have to guess on this. Okay. Who takes the most 3-point attempts in the league right now?
I mean, it's like it, knowing the strategy, I would guess the Rockets, but I don't.
It's a player.
Oh, okay.
It's a player. What player takes the most 3-point attempts a game?
Damn, dude. I want to name one person, but I feel like it's the most obvious. Steph Curry?
No, I don't think so.
Duly noted, but no.
Damn.
It
has to be somebody on the Warriors.
I'm trying to think of somebody like obscure because I don't think it's obvious, and I'm just getting in my own head. And I don't know, dude. Fucking James Harden.
Telcord.
James Harden is second with 10 3-point attempts a game.
Okay.
First.
Eric Gordon. What? Damn, it was so obvious. He's been going crazy.
Eric Gordon takes 11.2 3-point attempts a game and makes, I think, 3.7 of them.
Dang. I mean, that's not.
He's also averaging a career high, I believe, 23 points per game.
Yeah.
He's been phenomenal.
That's good. Let's go.
He's been one of their. You mentioned to me they're what are they in 3-point percentage or?
I don't remember.
They're like bottom.
That was like a week and a half. I don't know if that's still. But yeah, in the beginning they were shooting a lot but not hitting a lot.
Eric Gordon 11.2.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I keep yawning.
That's a ton of threes. That's a ridiculous amount of threes for a player to take a game.
It's interesting.
Most players don't even shoot more than 11 times in a game.
Yeah,
James Harden
true.
And Eric Gordon, James Harden take a combined 21 between the two of them.
It's like,
The number one is the Pacers.
In 3-point percentage?
Yeah.
I think that's just for today.
Okay. Damn. Never mind then. That's redacted.
Yep. That would be today's. But the Pacers are shooting 68% for three right now during the Knicks. So that makes me really happy to see.
Ooh, ooh.
Damn.
Closing thoughts?
No, not really anything.
You're bugging.
And that's going to wrap up the You're Bugging segment. Let us know by either texting one of us if you're one of our friends listening. If you're a viewer, comment below, subscribe. This is going to be the first episode on iTunes. So if you're visiting us on iTunes right now, thank you for tuning in. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio at otgbasketball.com, SoundCloud, YouTube. We're all over the place. We have a new logo. Let us know if you like the logo. We've been making moves over here, pushing the fast break, trying to get a pace higher than the Brooklyn Nets.
You fucking better like that logo. That shit was expensive.
It was expensive. It wasn't cheap.
No.
But we're trying to bring you guys the best quality. Actually, it's not even for you. It's for me. I ain't gonna lie to you. I want to have the best looking stuff out there. Yeah, it's nothing to do with you. It's all about that BBB.
I'll never see it on your phone.
Yeah. This is our backgrounds. This is... I actually had laser surgery, so the back of my eyelids have the logo, so when I close my eyes, I automatically see the logo.
Hold up, time out, dude. That's fucking fire.
Bro,
I'm honestly
me.
A little jealous.
Right now, you guys can't see, but both my eyes closed. I actually became blind in surgery.
It's the only thing I'll ever see again.
Yeah.
This better take off.
I ain't no fucking baby. I'm a fucking man.
And that's going to wrap up episode 4 of Full Access Hoops. We'll see you knuckleheads next week.
Peace.